Hey, Jonathan, do we have another pair of friend testants ready to play a game?
I have at least one friend left, so let's let's do it. Let's do another game.
They are friends of the show. You know their songwriting from Frozen, from Coco. We have Kristen and Robert Lopez.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
How are you? And where are you?
We're in our basement in Brooklyn, and we're also in cyberspace with you.
So how are things right now for you guys at home? You have a couple kids, right? How's the distance learning going?
Well, they're on spring break right now.
Spring break is now more of a thought experiment.
Yes. That's going to change when we go back to school on Monday, and the girls have virtual school.
Yeah, my kids just started the remote learning this week, and it's
me
been,
too, yeah.
It's been interesting. My son, on Monday morning, woke up and took a shower, which I don't think he's done ever. But he knew, even when he goes to school, he doesn't take a shower. But
try this, it. You might like it.
The prospect of being on camera, he was like, oh man, I got to put myself together today.
Yeah, this has been the second day of my kids' remote learning. He's four. I mean, what is learning? Question mark. But the teachers, for whatever reason, with zero irony, are demanding to continue their education block on nocturnal animals. So yesterday they drew pictures of bats. Why?
Oh. Wow.
It's a weird time to be drawing pictures of bats.
Do they understand the irony of that right now?
Yeah, I know. I was like, really? No one? Nothing? Fine. Okay, sure.
Tomorrow it's pangolins.
Yeah,
that's right. And then after that, people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mom blogging right now with people locking themselves in closets with a glass of wine.
Yep.
I'm seeing a lot of that right now.
I had to do the opposite. I'd finally had to come out of the closet with the wine.
How old are your kids?
10, and tomorrow our eldest turns 15. That's
about the same as mine.
A whole other thing. We're doing remote birthday parties, right?
We have a quarantine and a quarantween.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Wait a second. What was the original plan for the birthday party?
The original plan was to be in Disney World. We've spent so much time in Disney World between Finding Nemo, which we produced while Katie, our oldest, was an 18-month-old, and we lived in Disney World for 3 months, so it truly is her happy place.
It imprinted us all back then.
Yeah.
She was sure that everyone had breakfast with Disney princesses. And on her second birthday, she said, we were like at a My Gym or something, and she said, will there be fireworks? And we went, what? Fireworks. Because she had gotten used to every celebration had fireworks.
The other thing we've been doing is teaching our kids how to sing a cappella. And we posted our first video yesterday. We did Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Helplessly Hoping.
That is so charming and industrious, and I'm very jealous at your capability to wrangle your children into something productive and creative like that. Well done.
Yeah.
It was the most fun we've had, I think. The girls really like it as much as we do, so we're going to...
We're the Whiffin' Pezzes.
That's awesome.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Not bad.
Hey, so do you guys want to play some games? It's a game show.
Yes.
Yeah,
so we thought we'd cook up some games for you.
Bobby promised, because Bobby is so good at this kind of thing, he promised he won't just completely trounce me.
All right, so we have a guessing game. It's called Lost in Translation, because some words in foreign languages actually do not have English equivalents.
Ooh. That's always a good idea for a song.
Right, except that we've just learned we have a song called Hygge in Frozen Broadway that's sung by Oaken. And it goes over really well in a lot of places, but Germany was like, this means nothing to us. You're saying cozy is cozy. So we're trying to figure out what to do for the German translation.
Luckily, right now, we have a break.
We have a break to figure it out.
Got some time off.
So we're going to go back and forth. We'll give you a word and three choices for what it means, and you just pick the right definition. So here's your first question as planned, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Hygge.
Okay. This is our first question.
See, this is why he wins these games.
We tossed that one out.
All right, Kristen, this is for you. In Tagalog, gigil refers to what feeling? A, suppressing the urge to laugh. B, the urge to pinch something cute. Or C, when you have three things to plug in, but only two outlets.
I'm going to go with B.
The urge to pinch something cute. Oh, you amazing. Are correct. That is yes. exactly
yes.
what it
means. Yes. See, Bobby's three, I love it's that Filipino. Word.
That is our next song.
Yes, gigu.
Robert, in French, what is Seigneur Terrasse? Is it A, a teacher who wins over a group of students in an inner city school by teaching them that poetry is just like rap?
I was one of those teachers once. Yes.
And then what happened, Paul Revere?
Yes, before Hamilton, I did the second grade version of And Then What Happened, Paul Revere, where we're like, it's poetry and rap. Use that. I was that. Sorry.
Is it B, someone who lingers at a cafe after buying very little? Or is it C, the man who stirs the sauce?
It's the man who stirs the sauce.
Wait, don't tell me. Be. Okay, all right. The man who stirs the sauces.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
See, what I lack in
my lifeline just disappointed me there.
Sorry there.
It's the person who lingers at a cafe and doesn't buy very much.
Right.
Yep.
Squatter's rights. Stealing Wi-Fi at the coffee shop.
Exactly.
Kristen.
Yes.
The Scottish term tartle is for when you, A, hesitate before introducing someone because you forgot their name, B, stuff your bra, C, drink too much coffee and ruin the rest of your day.
I would just like to say that I relate to all three of these choices.
I'm going to say A. It feels
hesitate before introducing someone because you forgot their name?
Yeah, I tartle quite a bit, especially on the West Coast. There's always that moment of like, I met that person 6 years ago.
Kristen always just makes a good guess at the name.
Kristen, you are correct. It is
A. Yay! I tartle all the time. Yes.
Robert, panapo'o is Hawaiian for doing what? A, scratching your head while trying to remember something. B, running in place to warm up before dancing the hula. Or C, putting a flower in your hair instead of wearing makeup.
Ooh. Was scratching your head?
While trying to remember something,
while trying to remember something. I don't know. That doesn't sound very Hawaiian to me, so I'm going to say number three.
Putting a flower in your hair instead of wearing makeup?
Putting a flower in your hair instead of wearing makeup.
Sorry, that is incorrect. It is scratching your head.
Oh, okay.
I'm totally going to put flowers in my... I'm going to penapoho your version for the rest of this. This actually isn't the first day that I've worn a shirt with buttons in 14 days.
Well done.
We appreciate it.
So, yes. First day I've worn a shirt. Great game. You stole that one, Kristen. You are winning.
Oh, this never happens.